We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Kesha is coming back to the Bay Area. DJ, blow my speakers up. I'm a fight till I see the sunlight. On the clock, but the party don't stop. No, whoa, whoa, oh, boo, oh, whoa, whoa, oh. So funny, I was just listening to Flora Cash, that Missing Home song we just played, and they opened the show, and they were really good. And Avril was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then Kesha came and blew all our minds. Kesha is, she is well worth seeing. I mean, if you're already a fan, you know. But I was just like, oh, I like a couple of her songs. And now I'm like, I would see her anywhere. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely great.
Yeah, so, I didn't know.
Me, yeah. Who
knew? Well, the impression is, especially if you're going off TikTok, that she's kind of a clubby.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that that's a performance-oriented thing. It sounds more studio.
Yeah.
Oriented.
Yep.
It turns out that girl plays live.
She rocks.
Yeah. She knows how to play live and has clearly put in the hours. Yeah. Because she knows how to hold an audience.
An audience. She's just a natural. She comes out there. She's really like relaxed and sort of funny and offhand and clearly having fun with the people she's on stage with. Like she has
a real voice too.
Yeah. Oh man. She.
Oh, yeah, this one.
She opened with this. We were all like, whoa. And then she has a big screen behind her. It says, mother, father, woman.
This whole thing with the double birds and her boy dancers.
Sure. They had the choreographed double birds going. That's got to be fun
right
working.
Right here, this part.
Yeah.
I loved it.
She was great.
Anytime someone's throwing double birds, you know they're having fun.
Or they're really, really mad. So Kesha, who is amazing, is coming back to the Bay Area for two shows this spring. May 8th at the Masonic, which is where we saw her at Alice in Winterland. And May 9th at the San Jose Civic. Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you get to talk to Corey. Lucky you. And you win a pair of tickets to see Kesha May 8th
Corey's
in San Francisco.
Playing three roles today.
I know. Playing the role of everyone.
Yes.
It's intern Corey. Uh-huh. Tickets to both shows go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So if you want to see Kesha, that's where you can see her. So these are the tickets for the Masonic show. Yuzette just handed me something. And I'm not sure I understand what it is. So Yuzette just handed me, she is doing a piece on RadioAlice.com.
I was thinking you meant the Keanu thing.
No, no, no. I'm going to do that in a second.
Okay.
Best of the Bay.
Yuzette's Best of the
Bay.
So
Bay.
I highlight.
Cute little shit. Look at this shot of her.
I highlight activities that are going on around the Bay.
Like over
mostly,
the weekend?
It's kind of my little PSA thing.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
This photo, first of all, you know that I think you're gorgeous. And this photo is excellent. But this photo is from the movie premiere of, what's the book we read?
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One, and she hated that movie.
Does it show on my face?
I know, but
maybe I should have smiled.
It's beforehand. You're sitting in those big seats at the screening room that we went to.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little annoyed because I'm sitting in the seat to your right. Like, where am I? How come I don't get to be in this picture? Oh, because it's Yuzette's Best of the Bay. So Yuzette. Yeah. Is this like a weekly thing?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Is it audio? People click it and hear your voice?
They can click it and hear the voice.
So is it a podcast?
Or read about it.
Okay.
Sure. It is a slight podcast of 45 seconds. So I'm highlighting stuff right now. If you click on that, you'll hear I mention events that are going on for MLK Day, which is coming up Monday, January 20th.
Oh.
With the Freedom Train Ride from San Jose to SF. There's a parade. You can go to a film festival all about MLK and MLK Jr. There's stuff going on in Richmond and in Oakland as well.
Okay.
So it's just me highlighting stuff.
Remind me about this.
Bay.
I would love to give you a little plug every, what does it come out on Fridays?
I believe it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yuzette's Best of the Bay.
Yay. Thank you.
Keanu Reeves, we're going to start with him because he's local. They're doing something called Project Ice Cream, which is the code name for the new Matrix film that they're doing.
Oh, good.
It's in production here in the Bay Area. And on Monday, he took Project Ice Cream into the real world by hitting up the Baskin-Robbins over in Alameda.
Oh, nice.
Double scoop ice cream cone. They don't. I'm not seeing the flavors. I'm sorry to say. I can't tell you what Keanu Reeves' favorite ice cream flavors are. I wish I could. I do not have that information.
Was he with that girlfriend of his?
It doesn't. It says he was spotted at the Alameda Baskin-Robbins.
He took his honey for some ice cream.
Oh, one of the flavors was pralines and cream. So maybe he got double scoop of that. I do like pralines, yeah.
What is a praline?
It's a, isn't
nut?
It like a pecan like a covered in like a praline
candied,
pecan?
Candied, yeah.
Candied nut.
You know what, Bryn, there's video of it and it shows some lady is focusing on him licking the cone and eating the ice cream.
Oh, for crying out
loud.
Come on. Let's see that tongue action, Keanu.
Yeah, it's very
Let's
short.
See you
I really like
lick
him.
Lick your cone. Me too.
He is excellent in John Wick. Like,
yeah, people
so
love
good
the John
in
Wick.
That. Well, because it's the most choreographed murderific movie of all time.
Choreographed murderific.
He's just absolutely blowing people's heads off. But like by in each fight, I would say he blows 20 heads off.
Oh. And it's just him.
And it's each fight. So there's a lot of fights in this, but each fight has another new way to blow a guy's head off.
He's just so level-headed.
It's amazing.
He can assess the situation, see whose head needs to be blown off and take care of that. He's also...
He's sitting on the sidewalk. Damn,
oh, my God. You cannot.
Oh, well, he's all alone.
He's always alone. Oh, remember that Santa Cruz thing?
He's sitting on the steps outside. That is, I'm so lonely. So lonely. Yeah, he is. He's got napkins.
He's
and
got that unkempt thing going perfectly, doesn't he?
And some wacky sideburns. Like, those are some serious sideburns.
Isn't that just a bad beard?
Is it?
I think it's just a bad beer.
I just was just not. Oh, no. Now they're doing a news report interviewing the guy who scooped his ice cream for him. Did you give him a little extra because it's Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Probably.
Double scoop.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Keanu Reeves likes ice cream and Project Ice Cream is the Matrix thing and hilarious. He is literally all alone sitting on he's sitting on like the sort of the raised
poor guy.
Sidewalk. Hey, poor guy, nothing. He's there. He's there with his ice cream. So, you know, Bryn told me I needed to watch Always Be My Maybe.
Oh yeah, on Netflix.
It's a Netflix movie. You have to put the other mask on, the one with the face drawn on.
I just put it on, but it smells like Sharpie. It's like getting me high or something.
Okay.
And then I got
it'll
high.
Help you with your cold.
I love
but anyway,
that. She's like, that doesn't hurt me at all.
No, do it. He's only in the movie, I would say, maybe 4 minutes, but it is the most epic 4 minute.
Oh, Keanu's
appearance
in
this
in
Always Be My Maybe. It's Ali Wong and Randall Park. And it's I love that movie, not just for the Keanu Reeves part.
Is it filmed here, Bryn?
It is filmed here. Some of it, anyway, some of the exteriors. And it's hilarious and charming, and it's on Netflix. So you have Netflix, you already have it. That's Randall Park's character's band, which I think is called Hello Panic. It's really funny.
Oh, that's in the movie.
Yeah, that's his.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
His band is
Hello Peril.
Hello Peril. That's it. Okay, so yesterday around this time we were talking about Jillian Michaels.
Yes.
So Jillian Michaels made some comments about Lizzo.
I would like you to marry me.
No.
Not unless you change the way you just asked me, because yuck. Anyway, they're already divorced, don't worry. So Jillian Michaels made a comment. She said, why are we celebrating Lizzo's body? She's talking about Lizzo, big girl, and proudly sort of sports who she is. So she says, why are we celebrating Lizzo's body? Why does it matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome when she gets diabetes. So fans came after her. Off with her head, said the fans of Lizzo, I assume. She says everybody got it twisted. She was met up with by TMZ. Go ahead and roll what you've got. I'm not sure exactly what she says on that. Go ahead.
For decades, I have said repeatedly that your weight and your size have no bearing or merit on Jillian, you might want to back. There's clearly a garbage truck coming at you.
She's
going
to
pick you up
the
and
bus
you.
Now? What happened to her?
Where the hell is she? Maybe it's the airport.
She
like
lost
some...
her TV show and had to buy a bus pass to get around?
Well, Vinny, you got to get around somehow.
God, loser.
She was outside of some building. She just stepped out and they right. you know.
And they nabbed her yeah, and exactly. made her talk.
Outside the gym.
So she's basically saying, look, your size doesn't have any bearing on your worth. But it does have bearing on your health. And that's...
There you go. Mm. Oh, she's defending herself.
Nielsen has released final sales numbers for music in 2019. Not a whole lot of surprises, but here are some of the highlights. Post Malone's album, Hollywood's Bleeding, was the top-selling album of the year.
And that was his newest one, which came out late in the year, right?
It did. I don't think it, maybe at the end of the summer?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure it's that old. It sold over 3 million copies. It was the top-selling album of the year. What was number two? This one, it's easy if you think about it.
Did Taylor Swift put out one?
She did, but that wasn't the second most. I don't, she must have put that out.
Lover?
Yeah, 3 or 4 months ago. I'm sure that's a top seller for sure.
What you want from me? Take what you want from me.
It's certainly not Lewis Capaldi.
It's Billie Eilish.
Oh, of course it is.
Right, yeah. Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Was second. It sold about 2.5 million copies. Music consumption overall rose another 11.4% in 2019 because it includes streaming. They say the R&B hip-hop genre dominated as it has the past 2 years. Music sales, consumption is up, sales are way down. Another 18% drop. That's basically the same as last year when it dropped 17.7%. In 2017, it also declined by 17%. And in the previous years, it fell 16%, 6%, 11%, 8%, 4%. So
I have a question.
I don't know how there's anything left. Go ahead.
Because I don't understand how this works. I'm not smart enough. So if someone knows, please tell me. Why don't these record companies say... Because the streaming services are not built by the record. They're
right.
outside mm-hmm. companies.
Right.
No offense, Pandora, but those aren't your records you're playing, and right. you're not paying.
Well, they're
the
paying,
amount,
but they're not paying.
The amount that these right. artists want. So my point is why wouldn't the record industry unionize and just say, you can't have these for mm-hmm. streaming unless you pay the same price a royalty would be. And of course, these companies would say, well, that'll put us out of business.
Right.
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 So now people have to buy music.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why they haven't. There have been artists who've been holdouts on these, and Taylor Swift pretty famously mm-hmm. pulled everything for a minute. Or maybe she just pulled it off of, she was only on Tidal, or she was not on, that was the only one she wasn't on, or something.
Something
she made
like
some
that.
Kind
yeah.
of
the
thing.
The idea that they would say, well, if we don't give it to them on streaming, then they're just going to steal it. Well, okay, but so you've just decided to give in.
Right, and basically they are stealing it because you're getting a tenth of a thousandth of a penny for every play.
I get it.
Yeah, you know, I think that it came on really fast, Vinny, and I'm sure that there will be something like that. The problem for the consumer is that it's going to cost a lot more money. Like right now I'm paying, I think, $12.99 a month for Spotify, say, and I think I pay $6 a month for Pandora.
Is that without the spots?
I pay for the one without the commercials on Pandora. I don't know what that is. $4.99, $6.99. I'm not sure. But Spotify, I only got because my son said, "Look, it's a social media platform
right.
as well." But when you think about what you're paying for, that's the price of basically one CD, right? If you were going to buy a CD,
right?
So okay, it's just that it's going to be a hard sell to say it's $50 a month now. To subscribe
well, sure.
to all these
it'll
things.
Change everything.
It'll be tough.
So one of the things that I know is going to happen, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, but a lot of these Spotify's and others are now branching out into podcasts and radio shows,
yes.
and they're going to be supporting content that they own, mm-hmm. which will allow them to rake in all the profit of their own,
right.
and they
and
won't
not
have
to pay
say,
out except to the person who did the podcast.
These artists are holding us hostage.
Right.
No, they're not. You could use your platform for other stuff,
right?
And that'll be what I think you're gonna see.
Yeah, or you're gonna see way more commercials, and it'll be $75 a month without commercials, and 25 with.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, streaming way up. It's up about consumption is up 11%. And music sales dropped. I mean, I don't even know how they have anything left to drop. I mean, the last, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Every year, it's giant drops. And another 18% down this year. So more and more people are streaming. Fewer and fewer are actually buying. On the bright side, for the 14th consecutive year, vinyl album sales have grown to a new yearly high. Unfortunately for vinyl sales, they're a minuscule percentage of music sold, but 18.9 million records total in 2019. That's up about 14% year over year. And the most streamed song of the year?
Despacito.
Oh, that was 3 years ago. It was the one. It's the one. The one that was number one all those months.
Ed Sheeran or...
No, it's Old Town Road.
Oh, right. Sure.
Most streamed song of the year.
I was just about to go Billie Eilish.
2.5 billion on-demand streams. Overall, on-demand streams grew just about 30% in 2019, surpassing the 1 trillion mark for the first time. Everybody is doing that.
I just think these artists are being undervalued. It's unfortunate because if you've ever... They put so much effort into the artistry of crafting one of their songs. Mm-hmm. And often, I would think halfway through it, they'd just go, can we just be done? Like, they do so much stuff you can, the naked ear can't even hear. Mm-hmm. And the amount of layering and the effort they put into the tone and the sound of each song.
There's always some evil genius behind it, though, that's saying, no, we're not done
yet. We're not done.
Yes, I get that you guys want to leave, but I need you to come in for another session.
The background vocal layering and all of the, there's a lot of stuff that goes into each one of those songs. And then they're just, well, go out and tour.
Sure.
That's how you'll make your money.
That's
Sell
where
some
you make
t-shirts
your money.
To the people.
You're not going
to
make it selling that record. And listen, this is, and that's just established acts that can actually go out and make money touring. I mean, the thing is, it's just harder and harder for any little guy to make it, to make any money. Tommy Igo is a fairly established artist, and he's a world-known drummer. And he showed me the check for 4 cents that he made off that album. They put all that money and all that effort into that album, and I'm sure they sold some copies. But people streamed it, and he got nothing for it.
I'm not even a drummer, and I bought his book just because I wanted to give him money.
Oh.
I have this drumming book in the kitchen that I just go, I'm sure
John
I'll run into
make
a drummer somewhere.
Oh, you're a drummer? Here's a book for you.
Yeah.
Huh? No official word on Eddie Van Halen's health other than rumors that he's battling cancer again and that he goes to Germany every 6 months or whatever it is to get special experimental treatment. But in a recent interview, David Lee Roth said, Ed's not doing well. Singing and dancing is a perishable skill. If you have the capacity, it's something that has to be used routinely, if not for the thrill of it and the magic of creating with other incandescent spirits. I don't even really know what he's saying here. It's just a lot of words. And then they said in the story, hilariously, speaking of not doing well, Dave kicked off his Vegas residency this week, and his voice is... it's not...
Fine to me.
It's not 1978 anymore.
So wait, is he playing a track and then he's singing over
it?
Yeah,
those are background vocals that are on the track.
No, I think he has a band. So he should have a full, he's got to, right?
I'm sure.
He's got to.
But he's definitely playing background background tracks. Mm-hmm. Those are perfect and sound canned, and his vocal doesn't. But look, you're going to a show to see David Lee Roth.
Right.
He's more than just the singing voice. He's not out of tune. He's just not necessarily singing exactly what you're thinking.
Just phoning
it
in.
It's a live version of what he did when he was 20.
Right.
What do you want from him? But I do believe that his solo bands, after he left Van Halen, were also with highly accomplished musicians. So I would imagine he was able to get...
I'm sure. He's David Lee Roth the whole time. He's, you know... Oh, David Lee Roth wants me to come and tour with him? The answer is yes.
Yeah. I get to do Van Halen songs?
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Even some of those solo... I loved both those albums. Was it Skyscraper?
And Eat 'Em and Smile?
Yep. Or whatever, maybe the first, was that the one with Tobacco Road on it?
Yeah.
I loved both those records.
That's the Eat 'Em and Smile, right? With the...
Yeah. Is that Steve Vai?
I think so.
Wee, 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 wee. And it's Billy Sheehan on bass. Uh-huh. He's amazing. And I can't, somebody else famous, like, I won't even say, like, the guy who's in Dave Grohl's band now.
Yeah, bass Billy Sheehan, Dave Lee Ross.
Who's Greg the drummer? Greg Bissonette.
Yeah.
I don't know that guy.
Guitar Steve Vai.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's amazing. City Lights.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
I like it.
Those were great albums.
It says here he has a 15-song set.
Seems short.
10 classics from Van Halen.
Oh.
And then 5 songs of, it looks like maybe cover songs.
Well, he did Just a Gigolo was another hit that's ridiculous, but right along the kind of stuff he did.
Right.
Happy Trails was a joke on the end of one of the Van Halen albums. You're like, really?
But funny.
But it's funny.
They
can get away with that.
He's game for that. So I don't doubt he did something like that in the show.
Just really quickly, I want to say congratulations, Maroon 5. They have just matched the Rolling Stones for Hot 100 longevity.
Wow.
Memories is their first top 10 hit of the year. It's currently number 2 on the Hot 100. And that means that they have, let's see, Adam Levine led act in the top 2 on weekly charts dated in the 2000s, the 10s, and as of this week, the 20s. And the Stones are the only other group to have ranked in the top 2 in 3 distinct decades over the survey's 61-year-plus history. However, there were other artists that ranked in the... that had a number 1 in each decade in the 90s, zeros, 10s, and 20s. Mariah Carey, because she had the snowball song, right? The Christmas song.
All I Want for Christmas? What was
it? You, yeah. Maroon 5, Brenda Lee, which was achieved last week thanks to Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree surging into the top 10 again.
Wow.
60s, the 10s, and the 20s. The 60s, the 10s, and the 20s. Janet Jackson and Madonna, 80s, 90s, and zeros. Christina Aguilera, Jay-Z, Britney Spears, and Usher, 90s, zeros, and 10s. Cher, 60s, 70s, and 90s. So anyway, congratulations. More success for Maroon 5. And that's all I've got time for, really. Vinny, what's coming up?
Get a plant, would you?
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.